relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Sorry, guys. I was tweeting just there and then texting. Why? Because I follow the news and Nigel Farage. I'm texting. I think he might be in his radio studio in London. I just found out the president met with Nigel Farage. But guess what? Boris Johnson decided not to meet the president. Who made the right decision there, Nigel or Boris? I think I know who made the right decision, especially if you think about the fact that Nigel Farage, who created a party called the Brexit Party 7 weeks ago, yes, 7 weeks ago, just trounced both the Conservatives and the Labour Party at the EU elections. Who knows? Nigel Farage may be a future Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. So much to discuss. It is, of course, the 30th anniversary of the massacre in Tiananmen Square in China, something that we must remember for the Chinese who died. Why? Because Xi Jinping's dictatorial regime in Peking, show my age there, in Beijing, is trying to blot that event out of history. You can't find it on the internet. You simply will not find it in China. They will completely filter it out if you look for Tiananmen Square massacre. Why? Because that's what the left does. Whether it's here in America, trying to fake our history, the truth about the Civil War, the Vietnam War, statues to do with the history of this nation, the left wants to erase our past. Why? Because, as George Orwell, as Aldous Huxley taught us, if they can control your history, they control you. I have to thank you all. Very, very excited. I wasn't familiar with this industry insider ranking, but talkers.com is the big talk radio hub. It's the information platform, the publication that is for all talk show hosts. They have an annual heavy 100. And this new show that you have supported for just 5 months is already ranked 27th. Thank you to all of you, our callers, those who interact with us on social media, and all our listeners, whether it's live on terrestrial, whether it's iTunes podcast, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on our website, the video streaming, the audio streaming at sebgorka.com. It's thanks to you that in less than half a year, we have made it to number 27 in the top radio talk shows in America. God bless you and thank you. We already have calls. Now we will go to your calls momentarily. The number here is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. But I have to share with you something I found on my feed last night. Was it on my Twitter feed or my YouTube? I think it was on my YouTube channels. I'm a big fan of Steven Crowder. If you're not familiar with this Canadian comedian, young guy, he's the funny version of Ben Shapiro, okay? Ben's smart, but he ain't funny. Steven Crowder, he's funny. Louder with Crowder is his show. It's free. It's hilarious. And he gets in a lot of trouble because he tells it as it is. It's comedy, but he tells it as it is. So he did a 20-minute apology on YouTube yesterday for all the things he's done. A kind of sorry, not sorry. And we just have a little cut here as a teaser for you before you go and watch it yourselves after the show is finished. Little teaser for you, Steven Crowder, cut six.
It's been brought to my attention that many of the comments, videos, and overall tenor and tone of this program have been considered hurtful and offensive to many. So I'd like to take this opportunity to formally apologize. Firstly, my heartfelt apologies to practicing socialists offended by the Che Guevara Socialism is for Figs t-shirt. I know that we should fight bad ideas with good ideas and respectfully debate the merits, virtues, and shortcomings of socialism, as opposed to merely mocking it with a hysterical t-shirt available at LotterWithCrowderShop.com. I'd also like to apologize to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg for implying that she's long been deceased. And even though I don't have verifiable proof to the contrary, I do realize my observations were conducted in poor taste and ill-timed. Apologize to Amy Schumer, whom I've implied to be grossly overweight, dangerously promiscuous, and reprehensibly unfunny. I would also like to apologize for a poorly timed and distasteful Biden grab-ass SpongeBob cartoon parody. My deepest apologies to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for the callous AOC Deep Thought sketch, which equates AOC with a bug-eyed cartoon too stupid to form cogent thoughts and may perhaps suffer from a form of early-onset dementia, which I now know is no laughing matter ever.
And it goes on for another 15 minutes. Check it out, Louder with Crowder. He is unrepentant. They are, of course, attacking him, just as they're doing Dennis Prager, my colleague on Salem, by demonetizing his videos. If you're a conservative and you say the truth, YouTube, Google will try and demonetize you. Why? Because they have latent totalitarian tendencies. It's who they are. But that's why we're here to push back. And I know Stephen will not give up. I know it's the A block, but we have so much to talk about. Great audio, great guests. I'm going to take your calls right now, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to line one, Keith in Philadelphia. Welcome to America First.
Thanks very much. I have a semi-serious question and then a quick anecdote that I think you'll appreciate. I love your show largely because you clearly love your job. You're a man who clearly loves what he does. And another thing I appreciate is your precision in your speech. So I have a question about a word you used to describe Nancy Pelosi, which is trepidatious. Never heard that used as an adjective. Want to know if it's C-I-O-U-S or T-I-O-U-S at the end.
Trepidatious. Do you have a computer? Do you have a dictionary? You're asking me how to spell it? Trepidatious. O-U-S. O-U-S.
Feeling. C-I-O-U-S or T-I-O-U-S?
Trepidatious. I-T-I-O-U-S. But I'm sure if you look it up, you'll find it. But I thank you for your kind comments. Yes, adjectives, very important. And, you know, if we can enlarge your vocabulary with more adjectives, we will do so. John, line four, Idaho. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Mr. Gorka, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a huge, huge fan. Super excited that you have the radio show for me to listen to every day. I got a liberal sister who gives me a hard time about being such a fan. She says she calls you a big-headed bootlicker and all sorts of nasty stuff.
Is she older or younger?
She's younger than I am.
And then how do you respond to her rudeness? I mean, that's such a lefty thing. How rude of her.
That's what I say. I don't say anything about any of the people that she listens to her likes, and you know, she watches The Daily Show. I don't ever comment on that. And she's always saying stuff like, she says that, you know, you seem like your breath smells and you don't smell, like, just ridiculous stuff like
that. Is that what your parents taught her?
I mean, I hope not, because I mean, I was taught the same thing, and I don't talk like that. She says, "Oh, he's got nice three-piece suits, but you can put a three-piece suit on a piece of dog crap; it's still a piece of dog crap." And he's actually one of the ugliest and biggest losers on the entire terrestrial radio.
How hateful she is! What's her first name?
Yeah.
What's your sister's first name, John?
Her first name is Gorka.
Oh, so you're a troll.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You big-headed.
Yeah, you got to hit the, thank you, kill him. See, this is why the left will never win. Because they are fueled by hate. They are being eaten by acid on the inside. They can't argue your points. They go ad hominem. John, you're a sad little man. Whatever your name is, you're pathetic. You are the antithesis of what this nation is. And the fact that you had to invent a sister to put your foul words into the mouth of means that you, John, are also a coward. And that is why you will lose. I have the microphone across the nation. You have nothing. Goodbye, John. Live your sad little life. We will celebrate this nation here on America First.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
The big media will do anything to stop President Trump. So who's really behind the fake news? Now Brent Bozell names names in his new bestseller, Unmasked. He reveals for the first time the 10 most anti-Trump media people. He exposes the Democratic operatives at CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, even Facebook and Twitter. Bozell outs their secret agendas, their phony claims, and the role Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are playing to get Trump. Unmasked destroys the fake news once and for all. Newsmax calls Bozell's expose just shocking. Rush Limbaugh says you better read Unmasked. And Mark Levin adds that Bozell is an indispensable warrior against the arrogant press. Every Trump supporter is getting Unmasked for the battle ahead in 2020. Get Unmasked at bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save $25. Go online to unmask711.com. That's unmask711.com. Or call 800-NEWSMAX and get your free copy of Unmasked today.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
So the good people at MyPillow said, "Hey, Sebastian Gorka, can you try out on MyPillow and let us know what you think?" I was skeptical, but what did I have to lose? I'll tell you what I did lose: my insomnia. No more folding the pillow, no more flat pillows. It changed my life. Listen to me, you need my pillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. You can toss a MyPillow pillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. Use the promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. Do you think the president, the first lady, and their team are having fun in the UK? I think I know the answer to that question. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was seated at the president's table this evening for the reception for Prince Charles at the American residence, the ambassador's residence. She was beaming. I think they're having a lot of fun, and I'm so happy for them. This is Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, here with America First, coast to coast, and more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms. Don't forget, we are on iTunes podcast. Yes, indeed. The whole show posts right after we air on YouTube as well. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, and America First. Also, if you haven't done so already, write down the number for the MyPillow offer. This is the best offer that Mike Lindell has ever given anywhere on television or radio, and he did it here in my studio. A man who sold more than 40 million MyPillows. It's what I sleep on. They're amazing. They never lose their shape. They never get too hot, and they have a 10-year warranty. The biggest discounts and free shipping, but only if you use my name, G-O-R-K-A. The number is 800-829-8468, 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, but you've got to use my name, G-O-R-K-A. We have on the line right now the former congressman for the 7th District of Virginia. He is now the dean of the business school at Liberty University. Yes, the Liberty University. Professor David Bratt, are you there?
I'm there, Sebastian. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We always like having somebody who's a non-politician who served in the swamp, very much like our president. I connected with you very early on, and I understood that this is a citizen politician, as our founding fathers were. Let's talk about your specialty. You are the dean of the business school. You are an economist. You say it how you see it. I thought on Friday we had everybody predict, all the members of the elite, the commentators, the economists on TV say, the stock market, it's tanking, it's crashing, it's the president's tariffs with Mexico. What happened today to the same stock market, David Bratt?
No, we're doing solid. The economy's solid. It'd be more solid if they'd let the president do more of his thing, but they try to stop him every point along the way. And even the tariff challenge, it's either you better put a halt to China's thievery today before they keep growing at 6% for another decade and it's too late. So he's hitting right on the economics and on the geopolitics, and the left doesn't want to give him the time of day and give him any credit for any of it, of course.
And if you see the fact that the stock market, the Dow, is up more than 500 points today, then you see the fundamentals are really in the president's favor. So the fact that the Mexican government deployed a negotiating team within a matter of hours almost to the U.S., that's also something that we should conclude is a positive sign. No, David Bratt?
Yeah, sure. I mean, right off the bat, they said, look, we want to work this out through diplomatic channels, and so that means the pressure is working. And they've got to help us solve this problem. The Guatemalans are coming straight passage through. Mexico actually has tougher border provisions than we do in
yes.
place. And so we're just asking them to respect their own rule of law. Nothing drastic. And the president's doing a great job. The UK is having all sorts of issues. It's not just UK. It's Hungary. It's Poland. It's Italy. It's France. All of Europe is experiencing the exact same issues that we are. And their people are so fed up that they're electing whole new parties. And that's what's going to come here if our elites don't start listening to the American people.
Talk to us, Dave Bratt, about how we had been lectured for years, and in some cases decades, that we don't need to manufacture. We don't need to make stuff in America. We can just outsource it to China, to India. We can just become a service industry. And especially the last president, Dave Brat, who said, those jobs are never coming back. Where does that attitude come from?
Yeah, well, it comes from the giant firms who are going to do well under globalism. It doesn't do well for our workers and the small businesses who are getting crushed by these global elites who are using the system. And if you just look at the two biggest policy issues, Obamacare, the elites have learned you can just make the taxpayer pay for the health care bill so business doesn't have to pay the bill. And when it comes to illegal immigration, it's the same thing. The elite firms, the giant firms, have learned you can put all the expenses of immigration on the taxpayer. If you got two kids in K-12 education, that's $26,000 a year for two kids. Who's paying the bill? Business isn't paying the bill. You are. The taxpayer's right. Putting the bill for all of that. And so the elites have learned very well how to make the middle-class person pay. The middle class has figured it out. And it's kind of funny because Bernie and President Trump are both talking to the same folks who have figured out that they're getting the raw end of the deal. And, you know, Bernie wants socialism, which has failed everywhere it's been tried. And the president wants free markets and the shining city on a hill, which we've always been. And we've been the world leader since World War II, clearly. And we want to keep it that way. And the left is trying to deconstruct. When you talked about lecturing, I thought the left at Harvard and Princeton and Yale and all these, right, they were all founded as seminaries.
Yes.
They should know better. They've been lecturing. They've been deconstructing in their philosophy departments the Judeo-Christian tradition, the rule of law, free enterprise, small business, everything. They're deconstructing everything with no solutions. And you're right. The American people are sick of getting lectured, and they need to wake up to what's going on and start voting. The church folks got to vote, the small business, and businesses are scared because the Democrats fight dirty. The businesses will come after your consumers and message against you. And so it's a tough spot right now to be a business conservative. They know they're going to get hit because the left just fights so dirty, and the conservative side doesn't respond in kind.
Look, I'm sure things are very different in terms of deconstructionism where you are right now at Liberty University. In the last few minutes we have here before, you've graciously agreed to stay on for an extra segment, but in the last minute and a half we have, I'm curious, as a person who taught for 20 years, what's it like to teach at a place like Liberty U?
Oh, it's just special. The kids want to learn. They respect the folks that have been around and have experience. They don't want to deconstruct everything. They believe in the American founding vision. They believe in God. They believe in the family. They believe in the rule of law, and it's just a pleasure to be with them. And they're world class, right? We just built an 80,000 square foot new business school underneath our president's leadership and our provost. And we have, if people come and visit Liberty, they won't believe what we have going there on the campus and off. We have 100,000 total students. And I hope everyone out there gives Liberty a good look, and folks who want to support the free market vision and the rule of law, support Liberty University as best you can. So send us your kids, provide internships to our students, so reach out to us because we want to be in touch.
It sounds great. I'm waiting for my invitation. Dave Brat,
you're always invited. You got it, Sebastian.
We are talking to Dave Brat, Dean of the Business School at Liberty University, former congressman for the 7th District. Here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, this is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast. You can follow us video, live streaming, audio at sebgorka.com. Also, the podcast is available for free. It's a great price. We like that. At iTunes, look for America First. Also, YouTube. This interview will be going up on YouTube momentarily. Back with Dave Brat in a minute.
Thank you. Okay, first time we read this commercial, he got one, so I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home? Ugh. Piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds, so it'll even hold me. They've got a lifetime warranty, and the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
We got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. Lifetime warranty, scratch-resistant, stylish, Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order them direct at Vitraza.com/life. That's V as in value, I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, Vitraza.com/life. You'll want to remember that website. There's a discount code waiting for you for 10% off, only at Vitraza.com/life. Okay, first time we read this commercial, he got one, so I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home? Ugh. Piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds, so it'll even hold me. They've got a lifetime warranty, and the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
We got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. Lifetime warranty, scratch-resistant, stylish, Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order them direct at Vitraza.com/life. That's V as in value, I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, Vitraza.com/life. You'll want to remember that website. There's a discount code waiting for you for 10% off, only at Vitraza.com/life.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Sports Illustrated sold. Fiat Chrysler and Renault merger likely. Beyond Meat expanding overseas. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Sports Illustrated magazine sold for $110 million to Authentic Brands. Authentic Brands, a company that markets rights for Shaquille O'Neal and Muhammad Ali, among others. The Meredith Corporation, SI's current owner, will continue operating the print edition for the next 2 years. With a merger seeming more likely between Fiat Chrysler and Renault, auto industry analysts are expecting at least some other consolidation efforts to be in the offing. The combined assets of the two car makers would create a company valued at around $37 billion and the third largest in the world. California-based Beyond Meat is opening its first production facility outside the United States. The plant-based burger company plans to open a factory in the Netherlands. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
And we are back here on America First with none other than Dave Bratt, former congressman for the 7th Congressional District in Virginia, now dean of the business school at Liberty University. Dave, I have one big question that I need an answer to personally, and I'm so curious, given your last job. You were a citizen politician. You've gone back to the real world. What is your one big take-home from serving on Capitol Hill, and is it something that was unexpected?
Yeah, it's not unexpected. I taught economics, and, you know, I taught kind of the fundamentals of the Virginia School of Economics, Jim Buchanan and constitutional government, separation of powers. And what I learned is that money really does run things. So it's no surprise when you say that. But if it's in the hundreds of billions or the trillions or, you know, 1/6 of the economy like healthcare or involves cheap labor for big business, you're going to lose. And if you try to get in the way of that freight train, you're going to lose and you're going to get taken out. And my one little prediction I'll make on the air will be one person who has a massive power right now, but I predict gets taken out, is AOC.
Why?
Precisely because of that. Because you don't get in the way of trillions of dollars. You can have your base. You can have American principles like I thought I had with the Judeo-Christian tradition and Constitution. She's got the leftist stuff, right? The socialist, the exact opposite of my position. But she is a threat to the trillions. And you just watch. And so that's what I learned.
Specifically, who are you talking about? You're talking about like car manufacturers, cow farmers, the airplane industry.
Yeah.
Really?
All the bundlers that bundle for leadership, for Pelosi on that side. She's going too far down the socialism thing. She's going too far down the impeachment thing. If you make markets unstable, that party has got more money than the Republicans do by far. The press will never tell you that part, right? They had money raining out of the clouds in my election, a House campaign, $13 million against me. They outspent me 2-1, and that's enough money to—
Hang on. In your district, your congressional district, how much do the Democrats spend against you?
$13 million from a one-time candidate
wow.
with no experience prior and ran on nothing, right? It was like a Seinfeld episode, and that's what they're doing now. All they do, if you talk about economic growth or the debt or deficits or immigration, all they say is you're a hater, and
yeah.
we have to overcome that narrative. And you cannot overcome that narrative if you don't have the money, and that's where the bundling comes in, because you can raise a chunk from donors, but when they bundle it together, AOC is going to be a threat to the big money, right? The big firms, the folks who want it their way, and we'll see what happens there. But that's what I took away.
Fascinating. All right, last question. The 2 minutes we have left with Dave Brat, Dean of the Business School of Liberty University, 2020. What do the Republicans need to do differently to make sure that the incredible growth we've seen, the national security, the revitalization of the American soul continues for another 4 years? What's the missing piece of the puzzle, Dave Brat?
Well, for me, it's fairly obvious. Our leadership in the House and our leadership in the Senate have to unite behind the president's leadership, and everybody's got to be on the same ship and rowing in the same direction. And so last time, for example, the biggest issue on the plate was health care and pre-existing conditions. The Democrats were beating us over the head, and our own leadership didn't formulate a position on it that went out in public. And so it kind of all comes down to the president to have to do the messaging all on his own. He's very capable, and he's got massive firepower. But when you don't have the leadership of the House and the Senate all on the same page of music, then you got some problems on your hands. So we need to all get on the same strategy, and then we've got to figure out how to have money coming out of heaven as well, right? The Democrats have mastered that with the small loans and the bundling and all that, and the Republicans need to match that. So it's messaging and money, and you hate to say it's that cynical, but it is.
Right now, in the last few seconds we have, are you confident or are you worried about 2020?
No, I'm worried about it. Unfortunately, the cultural piece is the piece that is just fading, and so money and messaging, but the cultural piece, the left has been at it deconstructing the Judeo-Christian tradition, the rule of law, the things we respect in this country, and now it's pervasive through K-12, through higher ed.
You heard it. You heard it.
Yeah.
We have to take it seriously. Listen to the man.
Yep.
He's former Congressman Dave Brat from the 7th District here in Virginia, Dean of the Business School at Liberty U. I'll be seeing you at Liberty U. Thank you for Dave Brat. I'm Sebastian Gorka.
Thanks, Sebastian.
You're very welcome. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor It is the relief you need if you have daily aches and pains. It truly works. Totally natural, non-pharmaceutical, zero side effects. I take it every day. Why? Because it resolved a lower back pain issue for me. Gone after 9 years of suffering every day. Likewise, a knee issue I had after I moved home. I took a double dose of Relief Factor. It cleared it up within less than an hour. That's how powerful this is. Go to relieffactor.com. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. You can see testimonials from across the country. And just think of this. When somebody like Dennis Prager gives his name to this product, you know you can trust it. Relieffactor.com. It works. It worked for me. You could be the next success story. Go to relieffactor.com. Your calls here on America First, 833-334-6752, on the topics of the day, including that offensive mayor of London. Don't touch that dial.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751.
Use discount code GORKA.
Studies show Americans are getting less sleep than ever. Think about it. How did you sleep last night? At Boll & Branch, your sleep is all we think about. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. 5 years ago, my wife Missy and I set out to give you the best sleep of your life by creating the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world. But don't take my word for it. Our products have thousands of five-star reviews and are loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Every Boll & Branch product is designed with you in mind. From our signature soft sheets to our cozy throws to our plush towels. We even label the long and short sides of our fitted sheets so it's that much easier to make your bed. We want you to love your Boll & Branch purchase, so we give you a 30-day risk-free trial. And right now, you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM to get $50 off. BollandBranch.com, promo code CALM.
Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal data. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at reaganprivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at reaganprivacy.com. That's reaganprivacy.com. Straight back to your calls, line one. Steve in Nevada, welcome to America First.
Hey, how are you, Dr. Gorka? I really enjoy listening to you, and I also like Larry Elder. Really good stuff.
Larry is great.
I like the way both of you guys present yourself.
Really, the other thing with Larry is I swear he does 6 hours of radio in 3 hours. The man talks so fast.
Like
I mean, he doesn't miss a beat, and it's digestible, but the guy is like, he's doing Mach 7. It's incredible.
I know. I know. Well, what I wanted to ask you about was a couple of things. You know, I'm 51, and I've voted for a few presidents in my day, you know, like ever since I could vote. And, you know, I've always had a vote conservative because it seemed like the lesser of two evils, you know, and because nobody's perfect. But, you know, what I don't like to see, not just on the liberal side, but even on the conservative side, a lot of these politicians and whatnot, they keep calling the president, oh, yo, Trump did this, Trump did that. And I thought, well, I could understand him being from the private sector, you know, knew a lot of people like Jeanine Pirro and all that. They probably knew him beforehand. So they're talking to him like they're talking to him on the phone. But I met him also when I was a little kid in Atlantic City on the boardwalk.
Really?
We were building one of his properties. And, you know, I called him Mr. Trump. I was a little kid. But now, you know, I just think that the president is not getting the credit and the, how can I say it? Like, he should be respected a little bit more, you know?
But why should he be? Hillary is supposed to be the president. Didn't you know that, Stephen?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, God forbid, right? You know?
But, respect? But anyway, respect from these people? Come on.
Well, I mean, you know, look, I could see if he ran his mouth and got in there and didn't do anything, but he's really trying to bring back jobs. He's really trying to do positive things. And most of the guys that I know that are liberals, they stopped posting a bunch of hate stuff on the internet because they're finally just like, oh, I'm so sick of this. Whether they like him or not, I'm looking at results. And it looks like the results are coming in nice.
Hang on. I need to know, are your liberal friends giving up on the postings because they see the results or because they're just bored?
No, they realize that, you know what, little by little, you know, he is helping the inner cities and the African community and whatnot, you know.
Good.
He's doing more for blacks than anybody has done for them. You know, even Mr. Barry from Hawaii or wherever he's from.
That's fabulous.
You know, and it's just, you know, and it's that's good. And I play music out here, and I'm seeing that. I just kind of keep to myself, you know, and I listen to all this, yeah, that guy, I want to kill him and all this other. And then now that all seems to subside because they're realizing, wait a minute, this guy's actually putting people back to work.
That's the truth, and that's why 2020 is going to be about facts versus spin. Steve, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Yes, indeed, Steve from Nevada. Let's go to Jim in Arizona. Welcome to America First. Line 3, Jim.
Hi, Sebastian. How are you doing?
Very well. Better than I deserve.
Okay. Well, I wanted to tell you that you and President Trump and people like yourself are my heroes. Besides Jesus Christ, you're the ones I would like to meet. But anyway, I just let Trump know I'm an Air Force veteran, and I love you guys, and we're not going to ever get out of your corner. We're going to always be there for you. And I thought that coward that said that thing to you about his sister, if he was standing face to face with you, he'd probably wet his pants.
Yeah, they're always big cowards behind a keyboard or, you know, behind a telephone, but they're not people like you who actually wore the cloth of the Republic. They're not real men. They're scared, little, pathetic, fake men. Let me ask you, Jim, what did you do in the Air Force?
I was a mechanic on aircraft.
What kind of aircraft? What was your favorite aircraft to work on?
The C-5A.
Wonderful. Thank you for your service, Jim. God bless you and everybody who actually put on the uniform of our armed services. Because I had a Marine, met an incredible Marine at this charity event that William Shatner had. He said something interesting. He said, don't thank us for our service. You can thank us for protecting you. And that's powerful. I like it. Mark, line 2, Philly, Pennsylvania. Mark, welcome to America First.
Dr. G, great show as usual.
Thank you, thank you. It means a lot when you guys, it's hard for me to tell because I'm sitting here on the other side of the mic, but it really means a lot when you guys say you're enjoying it.
No, it's outstanding. Great callers, great guests, except for that one caller, that moron. But,
hey, but it's so important, Mark. It's so important because then you see what we're dealing with, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let me make a couple of quick points. One is idiots like him created by the horrible education taken over by the left.
Yes.
Let me give you an example.
We've got 2 minutes. You've got to be quick, Mark. Go ahead.
I'm going to be real quick. Everybody, myself included, and I'm embarrassed that I don't know this, should know the names of the names of all 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence. The greatest decision mankind ever made.
Correct.
One other quick point. The election of President Trump, who my wife and I love to death, was nothing less than the second American Revolution.
I like that. I like that a lot, Mark. General Flynn, who I worked for during the transition team, General Flynn called it a peaceful political revolution. I love that phrase. I've used it in my books. I use it in Defeating Jihad. I use it in Why We Fight. But second American Revolution, I think you're right. If you think about the fact, we were over the edge of the precipice. We were literally, as a nation, over the edge of a cliff, and he pulled it back for us. Can you just imagine one thing now, friends? Imagine if Hillary had won. Imagine where we'd be now. I mean, think of the Supreme Court, Mark. I mean, think of just the Supreme. Think of the Second Amendment. Think about anything. It's just
horrible,
totally horrible.
Which is why these never Trumpers need the blood. Dry up and blow away.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call and thanks for the advert. We have an article, our brand new Our Take on the website is exactly about the Never Trumpers. Go and check it out now in the break. It's sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA. Every day we have fresh content, not just the segments and monologues, but articles I like, things that we want to share with you, and everyday original content. Today, it's the death of the Never Trump movement. Go to sebgorka.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Okay, first time we read this commercial, he got one, so I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home? Ugh. Piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds, so it'll even hold me. They've got a lifetime warranty, and the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. Lifetime warranty, scratch-resistant, stylish, Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order them direct at Vitraza.com/life. That's V as in value, ITRAZZA, Vitraza.com/life. You'll want to remember that website. There's a discount code waiting for you for 10% off, only at Vitraza.com/life.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
If you think you've missed anything from the broader Salem family, go to townhallreview.com and subscribe for the free podcast from all of my colleagues here, and you won't miss a thing. One more last call. Let's go to somebody who's not a fan of the president. Line one, Jane in Atlanta. Welcome to America First. Hello, Jane. Hello, are you there?
Hi, Mr. Gorka?
Yes.
Hi, yes, I just have one question for you. I just got finished watching the Netflix special on the Central Park Five by Ava DuVernay, and I just found it rather interesting that the president of the United States of America was calling to take a ad out in the New York Times and calling for those young boys to get the death penalty. And I just wanted to know, how do you and your listeners and people in your studio feel about that?
You do know Netflix has Michelle and Barack Obama on their board, right?
Okay.
So they have a political agenda. You know that, right? And you do know he wasn't the president when that brutal rape occurred. You do know that, right?
Yes, sir. But yes, I do, sir. And that gentleman that you're speaking with before about, he spoke about the law of, the Liberty School. I just find it rather interesting that he says his school are keeping up with, like, you know, marriage and families and things of that nature. So I'm thinking that...
What are you talking about? He talked about Liberty University and students that like to learn.
Yes,
do you have a problem with that?
Sir. Oh, no, not at all. I was just trying to make a point about how they feel. And I'm just saying, even though that was Donald Trump back then, what about things that older people used to say back in the day, like birds of a feather flock together?
You're losing me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you understand what that means, Mr. Gorka?
Birds of a feather flock together. Like-minded individual.
That's an American.
I am familiar with the phrase. Why you've gone from the Central Park Five to Liberty University to anecdotal phrases. What is the point you're trying to make, please?
Well, I just want to know, how do you feel about what Donald Trump did?
How do I feel about it? I have no idea.
About
I wasn't here. He was a private citizen decades before he became president. All I know is one thing, Jan, and thank you for calling. He is the least racist person I have ever met. That's why we have the lowest unemployment for black Americans, for Hispanic Americans, since record keeping began. That's why one of his first things in office was to pardon the heavyweight boxer Johnson, who had been persecuted because of his skin color, and pardon the grandmother who was in prison for a drug dealing offense. That's who Donald Trump is. So don't give me Netflix documentaries when Netflix have hired the Obamas onto their board. It's as political as anything else you would read in the Washington Post or the CNN. But hey, that's why we're here. So thank you for letting me point out the truth on America First, on the Salem Radio Network. Never give up. Never give in. Watch your six. Have faith. We will be back tomorrow with some very special guests.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.